Welcome to the new reality edition of Bite Marks Cafe right here on Hawaii Public Radio, HBR1, where we serve you the first bite of today's science, technology, and innovation. I'm Bert Lum, and on today's show, we'll get a little introduction to one of the companies in elemental impact. And of course, we've got Tiffany Nguyen, who's the Senior Director of External Affairs over at Elemental Impact. And she's also brought one of her latest companies, part of their portfolio, and it's Leila Bani Jamali, and she's the co-founder and CEO of Symbium. So we'll get to talk about that and Elemental. And but before we get to that, I want to welcome you both to Bite Marks Cafe.
Thanks so much, Bert.
Thank you so
great
much.
To be back.
Well, you know, Tiffany, we were trying to schedule this a little while ago, but I'm glad we got you back on. And you know, I do want to give you a chance to kind of refresh everybody's mind as to what does Elemental Impact do. I mean, of course, since I've been on the radio and have had you on, you guys have gone through a number of name changes and sort of branding changes. But I mean, for the most part, I think the company has stayed true to its mission. But just for the sake of kind of refreshing everybody's mind, like memory, what does Elemental Impact do? And you guys have a company kind of focus. So what sort of companies are you looking at?
Yeah, thank you. It's great to be back. So as you know, we used to be called Elemental Accelerator. And almost exactly a year ago today, we changed our name to Elemental Impact. So we consider ourselves a nonprofit investor focused on scaling climate technologies with deep environmental and community impact. We started back in 2009 in response to the Hawaii Clean Energy Initiative. So as you know, we were the first state to commit to a 100% renewable energy goal. And we were originally seeded with funding from the U.S. Department of Energy, where we were able to leverage that to pioneer a new model where we combine catalytic investments with hands-on project support. So what we do is we really just bring together founders, funders, and community partners to accelerate real-world impact, like lowering energy bills, creating jobs, and providing cleaner air while scaling these climate technology solutions. And over the past 15 years, we've invested over $200 million into over 160 companies worldwide. And they've gone on to catalyze an additional $11.5 billion in follow-on funding and have created over 17,000 jobs.
Wow.
But, yeah, in Hawaii, though, in just Hawaii alone, we've invested nearly $24 million locally across over 50 projects here. And about 15 of our companies in our portfolio are Hawaii-based or Kama'aina companies.
So Tiffany, when Elemental first started, there was a fair amount of sort of federal money invested as a fund, right, to invest in companies. And I thought that was a pretty innovative model. Has that kind of funding like model and percentage sort of changed over time?
Yeah, you know, we started 15 years ago. So in that time, we've been continuously kind of like innovating on the different funders, the funding mix that we have. So typically it's about a third of it is government funding, another third is philanthropic funding, and then the last third is like corporate partnerships and other.
And you were, of course, when I first learned about you folks, I mean, then this was probably about 15 years ago, you were sort of based and anchored in here in Hawaii, but you have offices now across the whole country.
Yeah. So we officially have offices in Hawaii, San Francisco, New York, and DC. And we also have some other team members who are scattered across other states in the U.S. Or other cities like Seattle and Atlanta and Denver. But that growth, I think, really happened, at least outside of the Bay Area, or in addition to the Bay Area, during the pandemic, where, you know, because we were all remote, it really just allowed us to tap in to that wider talent pool
mm-hmm.
as we were also expanding our footprint globally with our projects.
Now, the office here, I've been to it. It's on Bishop Street. I've been to the office. Do you have similar arrangements, I guess, located in the Bay Area and D.C. and New York, you know, across the country? Or is it, for the most part, sort of individuals representing Elemental at those locations?
Yeah. We have different offices in each of the cities that I named. Some of them are co-working spaces, similar to how our startups work, depending on how many folks we have in those geographies and locations.
Well, that's... Now, you know, I want to get Layla on and talk a little bit about how she met Elemental. And I think that's a pretty interesting story, Layla. You are right now in the Bay Area, in San Francisco area, but you actually met with the Elemental folks in D.C., right?
That's exactly right, Bert. Yeah, thanks also for having me on as well. So what Elemental does really, really well, we're, of course, Symbium is a very proud portfolio company. We like to make that public whenever we have the opportunity because we know that we need more organizations like this, and we need to see their success amplified. But we went to an event in D.C. About a year and a half ago. It was a congressional fly-in to basically talk to Congress members, typically the ones that oppose things like the Inflation Reduction Act, about how important those types of bills are for the accelerated deployment of clean energy projects.
Mm-hmm.
And Elemental had an event at that time that we attended, and that's when we first met the Elemental team.
And when you met them, what was it that kind of kicked it off for you? Did you get sort of introduced to the program? I mean, were you looking at how they as a quote-unquote accelerator would help, I guess, move the company into the next level?
You know, it was really, for sure, some of those things, but I think the thing that moved me the most was the fact that they were so networked and so focused in solving some of these really large problems that everyone sort of, you know, when you're doing something great, there's this incredibly organic result that basically people tend to become attracted to that and want to be a part of it.
Mm-hmm.
And so I was just part of many, many people in that wave of, I guess, climate impact leaders who were drawn to this event and who wanted to just meet people and talk more to people. And that is exactly how it started. It's just the excitement of the network that really got me.
Wow, that's great. Now, I do want to have you, Layla, talk a little bit more about your company and what it is that you do and how what you do is very attractive to Elemental, to be a portfolio company. So what we'll do is we'll hold that thought. We'll be right back in a short break to continue our conversation with Tiffany Nguyen. She's the Senior Director of External Affairs over at Elemental Impact. And we have Layla Bani Jamali, and she is with Symbium. And we are talking about the Elemental Accelerator or Elemental Impact and the companies that are part of their recent sort of portfolio. This is Bite Marks Cafe.
Support for Bite Marks Cafe comes from the HPR Local Talk Show Fund, which helps Hawaii Public Radio sustain and grow its locally produced talk shows. Mahalo to contributors Ulupono Initiative and Ruby Tuesday Hawaii.
Welcome back. This is Bite Marks Cafe right here on Hawaii Public Radio, HPR 1. I'm Bert Lum. If you're just joining us, we're talking to Tiffany Nguyen. She's the Senior Director over at External Affairs at Elemental Impact, and we have Layla Bani Jamali. She's the co-founder and CEO of Symbium. And right before the break, Layla, you know, we were talking a little bit about how you met Elemental, and we never really got to talk about what does, Symbium actually do, and what was it that attracted, maybe that's a Tiffany question, I mean, what did Elemental see in Symbium that attracted this relationship, this sort of partnership?
Is that one to me?
I'll leave it to Layla to describe describe the company, and then Tiffany, you can kind of talk a little bit about, you know, what the sort of potential that elemental season in Symbium.
Yeah, sounds great, Bert. So what Symbium does is it partners with local building departments to enable automated compliance checks in a public-facing dashboard, an online dashboard, across a wide range of primarily clean energy project types. So anyone, typically a contractor or installer, but homeowners can use it as well, would come to the website, symbium.com. They would enter their address, and in any city where Symbium is live, where we have a partnership with a building department in that city, they can scope out their project just by describing it. I want to add a solar panel on the roof. I want to add EV chargers, re-roofs, heat pumps, whatever the project is. And Symbium will perform automated compliance checks against the building code, and assuming that everything checks, will actually issue the permit within seconds to that permit applicant so that that project can get deployed right away.
Now, this sounds too good to be true. So I'm wondering, I'm assuming there's a bit of is there an AI engine somewhere that helps to speed this up?
There is, although it's not a predictive AI engine of the type that most people are familiar with, you know, the ChatGPTs and that sort of thing.
Mm-hmm.
This is a deductive AI engine that we had a major breakthrough with out of Stanford's AI lab when it was just a research project. And what's unique about this engine is it's 100% accurate. It's particularly well-suited for building codes where safety is a top priority.
Now, you know, this is, like I said, it's kind of like too good to be true. So when you have this, let's call it, you know, an engine that helps you do all the matching of the permitting and the requirements that are on the books by the city, and then it basically comes out with a permit in seconds, as you said, let's say without the platform, would this all be done kind of like manually?
That's exactly right, yeah. And that's exactly the experience that most people have with permitting. You know, it's very rare to meet someone who has ever said something like, I had a really beautiful experience with the permitting process for my project. And what we're seeing now, because of the deployment of Symbium and now over 200 cities across the U.S., primarily California and soon to be Colorado, we're starting to see that the experience of permitting is turning into something quite different. And in fact, projects that normally might have gone under the radar without permits are now getting permitted on Symbium because it's just so easy to get it that people would rather just, you know, do it to keep things clean on the record.
How does the system learn about all the aspects that a particular city or county needs to go through to do all the checks and balances to ultimately issue a permit? How does your engine learn all of that?
Well, it's not exactly a learning engine like a predictive AI would be.
Mm.
It actually takes a little bit of manual work in the beginning to set it up. But once it's done one time, it basically enables a blueprint that is highly replicable and scalable. Thankfully, the building codes, the electrical codes, those codes are nationwide with some small variations from state to state. And so since we already have those codes basically encoded as software, as software code, it doesn't take much work to adjust those codes. And we work alongside building departments with building officials and building inspectors on the same side of the table to make sure we're incorporating their codes and processes correctly.
How difficult or easy is it to convince the government agency that they should consider adopting this platform?
Well, you know, we don't have a sales team. And I had mentioned we have about over 200 jurisdictions signed on. That all happened in the last 2.5 years. And so we don't take part in any convincing. It's all primarily been word of mouth, cities talking to each other, organizations like Elemental and some of our other investors really kind of getting the word out, installers talking to cities, homeowners talking to building departments and saying, hey, have you taken a look at this? And it could really help accelerate our projects here. So that's typically how it works. But Symbium is offered for free at no cost to the building departments to supercharge whatever they're already using with compliance checks. And then we charge a small per-permit fee to permit applicants, kind of like a TurboTax fee, to use Symbium to accelerate their project approval.
And what the cities, can you say, are really embracing this platform across the country? I mean, what you said 200. I mean, give us some examples.
Yes. Yeah, of course. Yeah, so City of Bakersfield, for example, in California, is a fast-growing city. You know, it has a different kind of challenge than, for example, the city of Malibu or maybe Maui, which share a challenge of responding to fire crises, so natural disasters. City of Bakersfield has a different kind of crisis, and that is that it's growing very quickly. And so their staff has a limited amount of resources to basically be able to address all of those permit types coming in. And so what we did with them is we deployed only one or two project or permit types first. They quickly saw that that was a huge value add to their staff. And once they saw that, hey, this thing works, it works great, the public is happy, and it works because we know that in the inspection stage, once the project is installed, it's coming back as correctly installed. So everything is as it should be. Now we're going to add more permit types. And in Bakersfield, we've now expanded to something like 10 permit types across their city.
Now, you know, like I said, this is really great to hear. Unfortunately, we probably won't use it in Hawaii because we're already very efficient with permitting, as I understand it. So is it going to be a challenge to perhaps convince anybody in Hawaii that this is something that we need?
You know, I don't think so because, I would basically leave that up to the building officials and the decision makers to decide what they need. But what we always talk about is trying to understand, you know, how are you feeling and how are your permit applicants feeling about this sort of major surge in trying to get, for example, approvals for projects because the solar tax credits are going to run out by the end of the year. Mm-hmm. We've actually heard from government officials that that is a real problem. We've heard from government officials in Hawaii already that permit approvals for more housing is a problem. You know, and so accelerating those clean energy deployments, making sure that we're being responsive and launching the permit types that are important for emergency response, for fire response, all of those things, those are all under the umbrella. So we would leave it to the leaders in Hawaii to tell us what's needed.
Well, you know, I kind of think that maybe that's a good chance for Tiffany to maybe share a little bit about what might be the strategy for Hawaii because, you know, Tiffany, you're here. I mean, there's probably a good relationship that you have with many of the folks in the, you know, building departments of all the counties throughout the state. So I want to get your kind of feedback on that. And then we want to hold that thought. We'll be right back after this short break to continue our conversation with Tiffany Nguyen, Senior Director over at Elemental Impact. And we got Leila Bani Jamali from Symbium. And of course, this is Bite Marks Cafe.
Support for Bite Marks Cafe comes from the HPR Local Talk Show Fund, which helps Hawaii Public Radio sustain and grow its locally produced talk shows. Mahalo to contributor Chaminade University.
Welcome back. This is Bite Marks Cafe. I'm Bert Lum right here on Hawaii Public Radio. And if you're just joining us, we're talking to Tiffany Nguyen, Senior Director of External Affairs over at Elemental Impact. And we also have Leila Bani Jamali from Symbium, and we're talking about this sort of, like I said, man, this is like really cool stuff, how you can actually decrease the amount of time down to seconds of issuing permits. And so the question that I have, and I'm going to direct this to Tiffany, I mean, how do we make something like this happen in Hawaii?
Yeah, I mean, so those are all the reasons that Elemental was really, you know, excited to meet Layla and her team at Symbium and hear about what they're doing, because we know that one of the opportunities, but also barriers for our clean energy transition anywhere in Hawaii, outside of Hawaii, anywhere, is being able to, you know, get permits to actually build those projects. So for all of those reasons, you know, we would love to see Symbium in many, many cities, including Hawaii. And, you know, like, we are introducing to as many people as we can here to help facilitate or start some of those conversations.
So, Layla, have you, I know you're in California right now, have you spent much time here in Hawaii?
I have. You know, that's a great question. And this is all thanks to Elemental that we have spent time in Hawaii. I've been there twice in the last month and a half. And I've met with folks from Department of Housing and, you know, resilience officers and just a whole host of people. We've become, thanks to Elemental, we've become members of the Hawaii Solar Energy Industries Association, so HSEA, and we've sponsored some of their events in Hawaii just so we could get to learn and talk to, learn from and talk to some of the installers there to understand what are some of the challenges they're facing as installers. So, yeah, there's been, you know, definitely some momentum, and those conversations are ongoing, and I think they're heading in a really positive direction.
Well, that's really great to hear. Now, Layla, you know, in terms of the program that you're in, and it's kind of like part of the portfolio program, but what is it that you are now looking for Elemental to help Symbium actually do? And we're not, you know, typically I think of, you know, some of the accelerator programs like Blue Startups, and they have a whole sort of like a 9-week program, but yours is more focused on your perhaps expanding the market. So can you describe what it is that you're receiving from Elemental that will help to grow Symbium?
Sure, gladly. Well, we view Elemental as a long-term partner. And so it's not just that they are an investor, and they're, I would say, not an insignificant investor at that. Their investment capital comes with a lot of things. So in addition to, obviously, the capital, there's market access. There's deployment and operations support, so sort of local partner matchmaking on the ground. In any city where we want to deploy, first we will speak with Elemental to understand who they have in that city as a network and contacts that we can start to have some discovery conversations with. Those types of community-first conversations really accelerate our learning and cut down the costs and mitigates risk of us entering new markets. I can't, you know, put into words how valuable that is, especially for an accelerated growth company where the bottom line means everything. So that, you know, community first approach, the equitable objectives built into all of the work that we're doing together to make sure that it makes sense, that we're going to see real impacts in communities, I think is something that we constantly learn from Elemental, and not just from Elemental, the organization, but from the portfolio companies. Every time Symbium hosts an event, there's guaranteed to be at least 3 or 4 or 5 other Elemental founders who show up at the event just to support another portfolio company. I think that's invaluable, and we would do the same for them too.
You know, that's interesting. I was going to ask you, and maybe Tiffany can help me understand. So Symbium is one of the portfolio companies, and you have probably, you know, dozens of portfolio companies. And the kind of focused attention that Elemental Impact provides each of the companies starts to make it sound like there's hundreds of employees at Elemental kind of really focusing their attention on each of their quote-unquote portfolio companies. But I don't think Elemental is that big. So how do you spread yourself, as well as not only spread yourself, but also give the kind of attention that a company like Symbium might need in whatever market they're going into?
Yeah, so we have about or a little over 160 companies in our portfolio, mm-hmm. but every year we'll bring on anywhere between 15 to 20. So especially in, you know, like that first year for those, like, call it like 15 companies, it allows us time to like really get to know each other and strategically hone in on areas that we can support our companies. So the two ways that they come into our portfolio are two different tracks. So the first is our strategy track, and that's really supporting more like early stage companies who are working to refine their business model and like are still validating, you know, their customers. But the project track, which is the one that Layla is in, mm-hmm. is really focused on supporting actual project deployment in real communities. Mm-hmm. So we have like sector specific experts that will coach each of the companies, and our team, different members on our team also coach the companies depending on the different areas of need.
Well, that's pretty exciting. And where would you say the next sort of focal point of your focus attention for Symbium, where will that be? Is it going to be in Hawaii or is it in perhaps another market?
Well, our project with Symbium is actually in Bakersfield. Mm-hmm. But yeah, I mean, I've gotten to know Layla, you know, over the past year much better. And I'm here to support her in all the ways that I can. And my focus, obviously, is trying to get more of these solutions to Hawaii. So fingers crossed. Like, hopefully we can.
And of course, your application process is open too, right, for other companies that might want to kind of be a part of your portfolio.
Yeah, so that's what's different about our program this year, actually. You know, previously, we would typically open up our applications sometime in the spring and keep it open for about 6 weeks, and then we would go and do our due diligence for another like 4 to 6 months.
Mm-hmm.
But, you know, with all the headwinds that climate innovation is facing right now, between volatile markets, policy setbacks, and just widening funding gaps,
mm-hmm, mm-hmm.
our response to all of that, it was actually, you know, to really lean into having rolling applications. So open applications all year round with flexible capital structures and faster support so that, you know, we're really meeting our startups and founders where they are and when the funding matters the most.
So Tiffany, where can people find out more about Elemental Impact as well as Symbium?
Yeah, you can just go to elementalimpact.com.
Very good. Tiffany Nguyen is the Senior Director of External Affairs over at Elemental Impact. Layla Banijamali is the CEO and co-founder of Symbium. And of course, I want to thank you both for joining me today.
Thanks so much.
Thanks so much, Bert.
And thank you for listening to Bite Marks Cafe. Join us next week when we'll hear about the 10th and perhaps last Hawaii Annual Code Challenge. If you miss any part of this edition, you can find the podcast of tonight's show on bitemarkscafe.org. Our engineer is David Chong. You can catch us on HBO One every Friday or anytime via the HP app or your favorite podcast application. In the meantime, you stay safe, you stay awesome. We'll see you next week on another edition of Bite Marks Cafe.